talking. We're going talking today where things are popping. The Marion way, we're going to drop in on discussions of the day on the Exchange Club. Exchange Club, we're going debating. We're going to debate very loud and we'll be laughing and floating high on a cloud. Phones are ringing from listeners all around on the Exchange Club. Exchange Club, and we'll guess and goof and talk on Exchange. Read, debate, and think it's Exchange. Tune in, we're on. Turn on, I'm in. It's on today, the Exchange Club.
And away we go, Exchange Club Getaway Friday, June the 4th, 2021, 18 minutes past the hour. And I hope you've enjoyed National Donut Day here on WWGH Radio. Remember, Buckeye Donuts won this morning, number one. Tim Hortons was number two, and Kroger clocked in at number three. That was a lot of fun this morning here at the studio, and we thank Mary Ellen Withrow for coming in, Angie Evers for coming in, and Terry Klein for going down and getting those donuts, and all the people who called in. Now, Lee Dominey, you won the tickets to the event of your choice, the Wilds, the Zoo, or Zumbezi Bay. So give us a call and tell us what you would like. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Call and give us a buzz. Also, if you have anything more to say about donuts, we were having a great conversation this morning about donuts that was a lot of fun. So give us a buzz. Talk about the old days here in Marion, donut-wise. And again, I want to say hello to George Taroff, who I saw yesterday, and his wife. Both doing very well, and hopefully one day, Mary Ellen and I will get a coconut or banana cream pie at the hands of George Turoff. Does anybody remember going downtown? Now, I'll tell you, that's always a fun conversation to have. Does anybody remember going downtown and eating at Turoff's or the Home Cafe where George Kasotis was? Or down at the Harding Hotel, what was the name of the restaurant at the Harding Hotel in those days that was run by, who was the chef at the restaurant down at the Harding Hotel? Bigger guy. Gosh, what was his name? He was famous for doing the steamship round, which was a big piece of meat, I think. Gosh, I cannot think of his name. Does anybody remember the name of Bomas? I think it was Bomas. Steve Bomas? So, my question is, does anybody remember these classic restaurants in the Marion area? The restaurant that was at the Harding Hotel might have just been called the Harding Hotel Restaurant with Steve Bomas and the steamship round. And George Kasotis and his mother down at the Home Cafe, and George Turoff over at Turoff's. Any memories of those places? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Or memories of any other place similar to that. Give us a buzz. 740-383-9944. Always good to hear from you, the listening audience. Would love to hear your thoughts on this. Downtown Marion really had some very good diner. Would you call them diners? Were they diners, restaurants? Probably more restaurants than diners. What's the difference between a restaurant and a diner? Does anybody know that? The difference between a restaurant and a diner. I don't know. Now, I did have these Buckeye donuts this morning for the first time. They were good. I do have to say, they are a very unique donut, to say the least. Very delicious. All right, let's see here. Well, you know what? We did have some trivia that had to do with McDonald's that we never really got to. We started it, and then we kind of stopped. So at 22 minutes past the hour here, maybe we'll get back to the McDonald's trivia. Okay, here we go. When did Ray Kroc join the company as a franchisor? Now, Ray Kroc is who we all associate McDonald's with. I think there was even a movie a couple years ago with Michael Keaton, I think called The Founder, in regard to Ray Kroc, about Ray Kroc. What year, just give me the year, all you have to do is give me the year. What year did Ray Kroc join the company, McDonald's, as its franchise agent? Does anybody know the year? Give me a buzz here, WWGH Radio, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. And we also heard from Sarah Burgraff earlier, longtime listener, who won the peanut butter marshmallow concoction from Amish country the other day. She picked that up on Wednesday and apparently just went home and ate it with a spoon. I have never had it, to be honest with you, but they do put it on the tables at Amish country. I've never eaten it. I wouldn't even know how to describe it because I've never popped the lid. I've never eaten it. I don't know if it's more like peanut butter or if it's like butter spread. I'm not really sure what it's like. All I remember is the jar. I don't know what you would call it. And I'm not even sure what exactly it tastes like. I don't know if it tastes more like peanut butter or it tastes more like marshmallow. I'm not really sure which side it falls on. But if anybody has any ideas, feel free to give me a buzz here. 740-383-9944. Would love to hear from you. Also, we have our trivia question out here. Is anybody smart in McDonald's trivia? When did Ray Kroc join the company as a franchise agent? When did Ray Kroc join the McDonald's company? All you have to do is give me the year. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. What year did Ray Kroc join the McDonald's company? Does anybody know? Apparently, this question is over our heads today. Let's see here if I can come up with anything else. I guess I'm being told it's called peanut butter and marshmallow whip. But I don't know exactly what that tastes like. I don't know if the peanut butter overcomes the marshmallow, or the marshmallow overcomes the peanut butter. I'm not sure how that works exactly. Does anybody have a good handle on that? I know Sarah has a good handle on that. Not sure if she's still out there listening or not, but give us a buzz. 740-383-9944. Let's see if we can get another McDonald's question going here. Today, McDonald's is one of the world's largest restaurant chains, serving approximately how many people? Now, I'll tell you what, if you can just come within 5 billion, billion with a B, I'll give you this answer. 5 billion with a B. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Go ahead, caller.
Was it 1955?
1955, you've got it. That's when Ray Kroc joined the McDonald's company. How'd you know that, Bob?
All right.
Thank you. Yep, Bob got it. 1955, Ray Kroc joined the McDonald's company. All right, the other question here. A little more difficult. Today, McDonald's is one of the world's largest chains, serving approximately how many people? Go ahead, caller. Oh, we lost that one. Okay, if that was you, give us a call back. 740-383-9944. Here we go. Today, McDonald's is one of the world's largest restaurant chains, serving approximately how many people? And if you come within 5 billion, we'll give it to you. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, I don't have an answer, but I was just curious. Yesterday, I thought I was listening to the computer guy on your station, tried to call 3 or 4 times and got a message that wasn't available.
You know, I don't know if he was, that might have been a taped show. He might have taped it earlier in the week. Do you have a question for him?
Well, yeah, I had one for him yesterday, yeah.
Oh, well, if you still have the question, I can pass it along to him.
Well, it was kind of involved. It had to do with my a bunch of text messages I was getting on my cell phone, most of them pornographic. I ended up having 40 of them in 2 days' time, and I was curious how to get rid of them.
Well, you know what? He might be out there listening, and if not, I will pass that along to him. So if you pay attention here for the next 45 minutes, you might hear from him.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye. You know, that happens a lot, and it's a very unsettling thing. I know a lady that happened to. She started getting these very odd pictures on her cell phone, and what do you do when they just keep coming? There's probably some way to block the number, but I'm not sure how you would do that. So, Adam, if you're out there listening, somebody was listening to your show yesterday and had a question. If you have the answer, give us a buzz here, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Now, our trivia question right now is, today, McDonald's is one of the world's largest restaurant chains, serving approximately how many people? Now, actually, I said billion earlier. It's million with an M. Million with an M. And if you come within 5 million, I'll give you the answer. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, I just wanted to say, I don't have the answer, but I had the exact same thing. It hasn't happened to me in a while, but it's not a... At first I thought this was a joke, and I thought, no, it's not, because I remember when that happened to me. I just thought it was a regular message, and then you'll hit up, and it's some kind of cell phone there. So, yeah, I'm going to tune in, too, because I want to know how you can block that.
So you're having the same problem.
It hasn't. I probably just jinxed myself. It'll probably be on there now, but it hasn't happened in a while, but I was like, what in the world is this, you know? Because you don't have any kind of warning. You have no way of knowing what it's about to be. So you open it up, and then you're like, oh, here we go again.
Now, does it come from a phone number, or?
As I say, it's been a while since I got any of it. But it was like just a regular, it looks like a text message that someone texts you when you open it up, and then there's like a link to connect you to something, and you click on it not knowing what it is, and then surprise.
Well, that's interesting. I wonder what's causing all that.
Yeah, it's pretty, like you said, pretty unsettling.
Yeah, well, hopefully we hear from Adam here, and maybe he'll have an idea. I'm not sure how you... Do you know how to block numbers on the cell phone?
On my phone, you just, push it, like, you hold it down, you click or tap on the number, and you hold it down for a few seconds, and then, like, a menu will pop up of options, and then you just hit block number.
Huh. Well, now, does that work?
Yeah. But you always find different ways. Like, it's just like with the telemarketers, you know, you block 1 or 50, and then, like, hers will find a different number to call you from. So it's kind of, like, pointless. Like, that particular one can't call you back, but somebody else is going to.
Huh. Well, that's it. Hopefully we get the problem solved here. Well, thanks for calling.
Uh-huh.
Bye-bye. Well, apparently this is happening to quite a few people here. Now, I've never had that happen, and I don't want to jinx myself here on the station, but I have heard that happening to other people, not just the two that have called in, that they've gotten these unsettling pictures that are being sent to them, and I don't know how you filter that out. I guess you can block the number, but they probably find a way around that. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Give me a buzz. Does anybody know anything about that problem? Also, we have the question here. Today, McDonald's is one of the world's largest restaurant chains, serving approximately how many people? And the number is M with a million people. The people are in the millions. If you come within 5 million, I'll give it to you. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Give me a buzz 32 and a half minutes past the hour. And I'll throw out another question here for you. How many restaurants does McDonald's operate worldwide? And if you get within 5,000 of that number, I'll give you that one. And maybe we'll put a third one out there just for fun. Let's see here. How many people does McDonald's employ? And I'll give you that within 100,000 people. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, Scott.
Yeah.
The original time was over 1 million. So I'm saying I'm just getting now 10 million.
10 million. It's not 10 million, but that's a good guess. Not 10 million. I'll give it to you if you get within 5 million. The question is, today, McDonald's is one of the world's largest restaurants, serving approximately how many people? And if you get within 5 million, I'll give you the answer. And our other questions, how many restaurants does McDonald's operate worldwide? And if you get within 5,000 of that number, I'll give it to you. And then it is, how many people does McDonald's employ? And if you get within 5,000 of that answer, I'll give it to you. 740-383-9944. So the questions are, how many people does McDonald's serve? How many restaurants, how many McDonald's are there worldwide? And how many people do they employ? Those are the numbers questions today. 740-383-9944. 34 minutes past the hour. Here on National Donut Day on WWGH Radio. You know, a lot of these have to do with numbers. Wish we had a question here that here's one for you that isn't on the paper that I know about. Which sandwich on McDonald's menu was developed in Ohio? Does anybody know that? That's an interesting story. If somebody can tell me which sandwich it was, I'll tell you the story. But that's one of the most interesting stories. Which sandwich, which is still on the McDonald's menu today, started here in Ohio? Does anybody know? 740-383-9944. Another thing that happened here in Ohio. Which sandwich, which is still on the McDonald's menu, started here in Ohio? 740-383-9944. And the story behind that is really good. So I hope we hear the answer so I can give you the story behind it. Now let's see. Does anybody have any memories of Turoff's downtown or the Home Cafe with George Kasotis? Or the restaurant at the Harding Hotel with Steamship Round and Chef Bomas? What other places were there? Were there any other places downtown that, I mean, we had the Isley Shop, I guess. That was downtown. Can't think of any other places that would have been comparable. Go ahead, caller. Not the Big Mac. No, the Big Mac was not invented here in Ohio. Which sandwich, which is still on the McDonald's menu, was invented here in Ohio? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Which sandwich that is still on the McDonald's menu today was started here in Ohio? And if we get the answer, I'll give you the story. McDonald's is one of the largest restaurant chains in the world, serving approximately how many people? If you get within 5 million people, I'll give it to you. How many restaurants does McDonald's operate worldwide? If you come within 5,000, I'll give you that answer. How many people do they employ? If you come within 5,000 of that one, I'll give you the answer. 740-383-9944. So the four McDonald's questions: how many people do they serve? How many restaurants do they have worldwide? And how many people do they employ? And what sandwich, which is still on McDonald's menu today, started here in Ohio? 740-383-9944. Hopefully the day is getting better out there. I know it started off very chilly and kind of rainy, left over from yesterday. My tomato plants, which I planted, I guess it was about 2 weeks ago now, 2 weeks ago tomorrow, are starting to do okay. I mean, they're growing, but where they will go, nobody knows. I mean, hopefully they sprout up nice and big and everything's hunky-dory. But I tell you, I just don't know a whole lot about tomato plants. Now, somebody told me they are just about the easiest plant to take care of. All you got to do is water them. But I tell you, they received so much water in the last few days, I'm not sure when I should water these things again. Or if I should water these things again. Does anybody have any thoughts on that, the old tomato plants? 740-383-9944, 39 minutes past the hour here on this Getaway Friday. Whole new thing this year, planting. And you know, I think about it. When I was a kid, that was something I could not have been less interested in. There couldn't have been anything I was less interested in than planting. And then all of a sudden, I got interested. Because I like tomatoes, but for some reason, I do not want to buy tomatoes. Not that they're expensive, it's not anything to do with the price, it's just not something I want to buy. Now, don't ask me why, I have no idea why I don't want to buy tomatoes, but it's just not something I want to do. So now I'm going to get into growing these tomatoes, and we'll see how that goes. Is anybody else growing anything this year? Let me know. Is anybody else growing anything this year? I'm not sure what you can really grow in Ohio. A lot of things. A lot of people put out very big gardens. Is anybody growing anything this year for the summer months here? Which hopefully will pick up temperature-wise very, very soon. We certainly are not there yet. I think today a lot of people are probably thinking, can I go out and mow after all that rain? Can I go out and do anything after all that rain that we had? Hopefully the answer is yes to that. I know people like to do a lot of things like that on the weekend. And boy, I have seen people doing a lot of intricate things with their yards. My goodness. People get very creative with flowers and plants and all kinds of things in their yards. Let's see, is there anything going on this weekend of interest? What do we got going on? Okay, well, the Tiffin Flea Market is next weekend, June 12th and June 13th. The Upper Sandusky Farmers Market is every Saturday in June from 9 a.m. till 12 p.m. at the park in Upper Sandusky. Well, that starts this week, I would guess. We still have the lifeguard for the Aquatic Center. Mayor Scott Scherzer is announcing that a class for lifeguard certification will be held at Lincoln Park's Aquatic Center during the week of June the 7th. Scholarships are available for qualifying individuals for the cost of the certification class. Individuals interested in participating and becoming a certified lifeguard should contact Andrew Franklin at 740-725-9622. That's 740-725-9622. Andrew Franklin. All right. Those are things coming up here. Is anybody going to head over to the Aquatic Center this weekend? From my understanding, they are still set to open tomorrow, the 5th. Is that right? You know, I was trying to think the other day. I've been by the Aquatic Center, but I don't know if I've ever been inside the Aquatic Center. Do people like the Aquatic Center over there? Do you think that's a good thing for Marion? Give me a buzz. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. What do you make of the Aquatic Center, the Lincoln Park Aquatic Center? Due to open this weekend, so we were told. And I guess it's just going to be open weekends. Hopefully it goes well. Hopefully they got the lifeguards they needed, and everything will go hunky-dory. Does anybody have anything to say about the auditor situation? We really haven't had a chance to open that up to the phone lines. It's, I don't know. You know, people read about it in the newspaper, and we've talked about it on this station. You have the auditor who had somebody working in his office who purchased, because a phony email came in that allegedly was from the mayor, that was not from the mayor, asking them to buy $2,000 in gift cards, and they went out and did this with their own money, and then the email came again asking them to buy $2,000 in gift cards, so they used the city credit card to do it, and then found out it was a scam. But I guess the person who took the money still has the money. But the person who worked in the office has resigned, and their family paid back the $2,000 to the city, as I understand it. And here we are. So it comes down to whatever you think. Does anybody have any opinion on this auditor thing? I mean, we talked for so long about the $1.28 million, and now we're on to this issue, and I'm not sure why things like this continue to go on. It's different, to say the least. I'm sure people have strong feelings about it both ways. Some people feel there's nothing wrong, and some people feel a lot of mistakes have been made. Does anybody have any feelings one way or another about what's going on in the city auditor's office in Marion? I mean, do you think it's all hunky-dory? Do you think that this is not a good thing? Do you think this is a good thing? What are people making of what's going on down there? Should somebody have a certain amount of experience in that position? See, I would never run for office, so I don't have a good grasp on this, but it would seem to me that if you wanted to run for office, you would probably run for an office that you had a grasp on. Like, I'm always curious about people who have never held office running for a very powerful office. You know, it's strange to me. If you, let's say you've never held political office and all of a sudden you want to be governor. Well, you know, that's okay. You're allowed to do that in America. But it might be difficult because you've never held political office, so you don't really know what that position might require. I mean, do you think there should be some kind of experience needed for these positions? Or do we like people with no experience? I think that's a very tricky question. And we have to say, do people get unfairly criticized for mistakes that they make? And at what point are they mistakes? And at what point are they huge errors? You know, if you work in a bank, if you... I don't know. I worked in a bank when I was young. I worked in a bank when I was in college. And I'm thinking that if I would have used the bank's money to do anything, I would have been fired. Now, I mean, even if the bank president would have, or the, I never, you know, the president just came from time to time. So let's say the branch manager. If the branch manager came to me and said, do this, I don't even know if I would do it if they said do it. If it was something outside of the office for that amount of money. You know, $2,000 is a lot of dough. So I don't know. I mean, I would feel a little uncomfortable doing that. And if I did not speak with the branch manager and just got a note that they wanted me to do this, I don't know if I would. When it comes to the bank's money, that's a very sensitive subject. And I've worked around money all my life. Most jobs I've ever worked either dealt with a cash register or money. Working in a bank, working in retail, working in a restaurant. It had to do with money. And I just, doing anything with their money, unless the manager handed it to you and told you to go do it, I would be very uncomfortable with. But I don't know. What do you think? Maybe it's just me. Because one of the problems with this, to be honest, is that it's become a political thing. Now, why it's become a political thing, I don't know. But it's starting to seem like if you are a Democrat, then you think that the auditor's all wrong. If you're a Republican, you think the auditor's doing all right. Why can't we judge people without political parties? I don't understand that. Why can't we just look at the job they're doing and say, okay, that's right, that's wrong? You know, when I've worked places, people did not ask me what my political party was. They asked me what if I was doing my job. And if I was making errors, this was not a good thing. 740-383-9944. Go ahead, caller.
Scott, I have a question.
Go ahead.
I just heard it on the radio. But when the guy with the email scam, why did he pay $2,000 out of his pocket the first time?
That's a good question. I don't know.
I mean, sounds like to me he might have been involved in it. But that's just my opinion. That is strange as can be.
Well, the thing about it is it's turned political because it has to do with the auditor who's already being investigated. But
right.
The mayor's office is three doors down from
yeah.
the auditor's office. And we're talking about thousands of dollars.
Right. I agree.
If somebody emailed you from three doors down two times and told
right.
you to use your own money and then told you to use the city's money, would you
right.
go do it without talking to them?
I wouldn't have done it for a dollar. I mean, come on. The mayor's three doors down. You go to your boss first. You go to the auditor. But
well,
I don't understand it.
That's a question a lot of people have, too, is can you just pick up the city credit card and go buy $2,000 of gift cards without even talking to the auditor?
Right. My question is, where was the card when he bought him this? He said he bought him the first time out of his pocket. The second time he used the card. Where'd he get the card from? Is it just laying around there for anybody to use? I mean, if so, I could use a new car.
Well, the interesting thing about it is the mayor said he asked the auditor about that. How did that happen? And
right.
I guess, according to the mayor yesterday, you'd have to listen to the interview, but the mayor said he really did not get an answer from the auditor on how that happened.
Wow, unbelievable. And, you know, I know the mayor don't have it out for the auditor. He just wants the truth to come out. You know, the mayor's just doing his job. He just wants to know what the auditor did with the instead of sending it to the federal, sending it to the state. it almost to be like to me, they also tried to set the mayor up, make him look bad, even though his name wasn't on the email except at the end of the email address.
You know, I really am just the $1.28 million. You know, that's being investigated, so I'll leave that up to the city. But this one, I really, I'm totally confused on this because I have no idea how that happens. I have no idea how it continually goes on. I mean, the question I have, you know, I have the mayor's email. I would assume that people, if I have it, I would assume the people in the auditor's office have it.
Oh, my God. Yeah, you're right. You're right. Right. I knew exactly what it was.
Right. And we know now, they know what email this came from, and it was not the mayor's email. So wouldn't that be suspicious?
Yeah. Yeah. And, you know, another question is, did the guy actually go out and buy $2,000 worth of gift cards with his $2,000? Or was he just trying to get $2,000 from the the city? I mean, I don't know.
Well, you know, it's a lot of questions. A lot of questions.
Yeah, race the back of the card and send me pictures. Who in their right mind would even? I mean, hard telling how much more money they'd given away or they were taking for, but I'm sure a lot.
Well, let's say
back to my own yard.
Well, let's say this. I mean, well, let's give him the benefit of the doubt. This guy who did this, let's say that
it's
he did. Well, let's say he did believe it was the mayor. Before you're three doors down, why would you scratch the cards and take not just walk them down to his office?
Right. Yep. I agree. I agree.
It's so strange to me that is what's going on, and how nobody could know in the auditor's office that this, I mean, one person has this much power?
Yeah, yeah. Scamming, sounds like, I'm sure they're going to find out that the person that did it was behind it, I'm sure.
But
wouldn't swear to it.
Well, in your opinion, does the buck stop with the auditor? Should he have been aware of where this credit card was?
Absolutely. His job, like Mayor says, he's in charge. He has to show the state auditor every bit of that money that's spent, correct?
I believe there are some reports, yes.
Yes. So, yeah, the auditor should be held. I don't see him getting voted in the next election. Well, make sure I don't vote for him. Jeez, he cow.
Well, it's very confusing because, you know, I know Robert Landon. I don't know him well. I don't care what political party he's involved with. But I want to know, can anybody in City Hall who works there get a hold of the city credit card?
Right. Yeah, that's crazy.
I mean, can the mayor's secretary get a hold of it? Can city council members get a hold of it? I don't know. I mean, I would like to know these questions.
Right.
I think we're taxpayers.
Well, when you got something like that, and it's just for anybody to use, that's where you get the people start thinking of ways to beat the system until they're caught. Then they come up with excuses, you know, I was scammed. I just don't believe that for nothing. Nothing in the world.
Well,
I like to see the emails where he sent the pictures of the card numbers.
Well, here's what I will say about the whole thing at this point. I do give the guy credit. He resigned, and he did pay back the city $2,000. Obviously, he lost his $2,000 if he did send it to these people. But
right.
So the city got their money back. But the problem is that... like his job qualifications, you know, he didn't even meet the standard the city had set. Now, who's supposed to be checking on that?
Exactly. Who does the hiring for him? Does the auditor do the hiring for his staff?
I believe so, yes.
I'm sure he does. Yeah, the auditor, again, I'm sure he was a friend, acquaintance, a family member's friend. I mean, I'm just guessing, but yeah, he needs to go back just mowing yards for $5 an hour.
Well, we'll see how it all shakes out. Thanks for calling.
All right. I hope whoever's involved is charged because that is a crime. I mean, you know, that was definitely some kind of theft on somebody's part.
It was something, and you know, if the kid was taken, I hope that he gets his $2,000 back as well.
I don't know. I'm going up there Monday and sit down and act like I work there and ask the auditor for his card.
Have a good weekend.
Have a good day.
Bye-bye. All right, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. And again, I don't have any dog in this hunt, but I certainly have questions. You know, I think that that's the job of journalists, is to ask questions. And some people will say, well, it's not a big deal. Well, I mean, how are we going to stop this kind of thing from continually happening? Because it seems like it's happening an awful lot. And I'm not blaming anybody. I don't have any bad feelings toward anybody, but I just, maybe the cards are available to people at City Hall. Who knows? Maybe there is no, you know, when it comes to job qualifications, I really don't know how that happens. I mean, I assume there's got to be a resume somewhere. I mean, I'm sure there's an HR department in the city. I don't know. It's just a little different. I don't want to call it strange because, you know, this kid could have lost $4,000. I mean, we got to look at it that way. If we find out that they were duped through this email scam, this kid lost $4,000. He paid $2,000 out of his own pocket, sent it to him, and then had to pay back the city $2,000. You know, I'm not sure, I don't even know if that's right, to be honest with you. I don't know if this kid should have had to pay for this mistake. I don't know why he had to pay the city back. He wasn't putting it in his pocket. Why does he have to pay it back? I don't understand that. Does anybody get any of this? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. I mean, it should go on the person who stole it, whoever that was. Who knows? They're probably in another country, seems to be the way it all shakes out with these email scams. Got to be careful. That's the lesson we're all learning from this. You got to be careful when it comes to email and text messaging and all of that sort of thing. It can be a mess. Well, we're approaching the end of the show today. What an interesting morning it's been. Want to thank Angie Evers, Mary Ellen Withrow, Terry Klein, Jeff Ruth was here, Pastor Whitaker, and his co-host. This is Scott Spears for this day, heading for the dugout.
WGH Radio 107.1 FM LP, Marion, Ohio. The place to talk. From broadcasting legends Charlie Evers and Marianne Michaels. Marianne, what, 30 years in Marion City Schools?
Yes.
Did you ever think you'd live to see the day?
No. I mean, that was atrocious, I think. Absolutely horrible. No, never had anything like that. I'll tell you what, I can't ever think of a student that I didn't like.
Yeah.
And I mean that sincerely.
Well, you know, it's funny, though, because Mary Ellen